And now, back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Back in the studio, it's James Maduk speaking. You're listening to Small Business Heroes, and this segment is brought to you by CompuSmart. Trust the technology experts at CompuSmart. You can visit them at the Emerald Plaza, which is 1547 Merivale Road in Ottawa. And we're now joined in the studio by Andre Dubé. We've got a small business hero. Welcome, Andre.
Thank you very much, James. Glad to be here.
What I wanted to do with Andre, he's got a software company. It's can I call you a startup?
Oh, I would definitely put us into startup.
In the startup mode? Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us? The company is called, Andre's the president of Cognilor. Tell us a little bit about the company to get started.
Well, Cognilor, I'll say it's a startup. We're 2 years old now. We're a knowledge company. We deal in knowledge throughout the life cycle, both the development of new knowledge through our strategic learning services group and the development of internal knowledge or organizational knowledge through our technical group. And we've had some great success on both sides. We've done some really very good work for a number of clients. And we've managed to put the two of them together and come up with some very good e-learning technology as well.
Okay, so I want to go back to the word knowledge for a second. What exactly is knowledge in an organization or a company? Like, well, I know I have too many emails.
Yeah.
I know there's knowledge in there. Is that what you're talking about?
You have lots of emails. There's knowledge in there. It's a matter of identifying which components within that are important to you. If you're a large organization, well, if there's an email that's sent to James Maduk and it's important to someone who's in another sector, another branch, possibly another country, how does that person get access to the information that's in that email? How do they become aware that it's even there?
Okay. Now, the market that you're going after is not the small business market per se.
Primarily, our market is larger corporate and government. We've done a lot of government work on the knowledge side.
Yeah. Now, does that mean that this knowledge management, that kind of thing, isn't for small business, or is it just that the market is ready on the larger enterprises for it?
I think the market is moving faster in large organizations that realize that there are these nuggets of information that they need to get out that have value. But I think there are knowledge practices that small businesses can take advantage of as well. One of the organizations that we work with in the U.S. is a knowledge company. They're a legal firm, and they sell their knowledge
online. Tony's still here scribbling notes now.
Well, they actually sell their interpretation of the law online, and they sell it across the United States as regulatory information. And the system that we've developed allows them to sell that knowledge selectively. So they have a very large database of information, and they see it broken out as a tree, a table of contents in a book, for example. And when they get a new client, they simply load up the system, check off the components that client is going to have access to, tell them their username and password, and they immediately have access to it on our system.
Okay, now is this different than, I've heard the term, or people may have heard the term data mining before. Is this similar or the same, or is it a different sort of spin on it?
I think it's related, but different in some sense. Primarily the knowledge that we deal with is free form as opposed to structural.
Okay, what's the difference between those two?
Well, databases will be very structured. They have fixed fields, fixed length. They often deal with numbers and aggregated information.
Yeah.
Freeform data like a book or a report or emails are more difficult to put into database format in this type of fashion and be able to draw upon them. And we've been able to do a lot of great work with freeform data as well.
Okay, and so the other thing that we talked about earlier is you've got this ability to mine nuggets out of all this free-form information, and you've done some work on the e-learning side. So maybe you could just introduce that and tell us a little bit about what e-learning is for you guys and how you've tied the two together.
Well, e-learning is definitely a very large market, and what we've done is we've taken a very strong training capacity that was founded within Cognilor, and we've taken our very strong technical capacity and between the two put together this system that allows people to deliver e-learning in segments. It allows people to pick and choose the lessons, the objects that they want to put into their e-learning package and create their own custom course. And the real genesis of this was a project that we did last summer for the Carell Corporation.
Okay, can you talk about that? Are you allowed to?
Yeah, I think so.
This would be one of those things that the startups always call a reference account.
This is the reference account. Yeah. This is the it's ironic. I sat my staff down while we were doing the project, and I said, guys, this is the kind of project that makes or breaks a company.
Yeah.
So we're going to decide what it's going to be. This project had the urgency and the large requirements of the reference projects. We had about 6,000 lessons to produce and put into the system. We had to convert it from its legacy format to the new format.
What was the legacy format?
The legacy format was Ventura and...
Ventura Publisher, so it was text and text
documents.
It was text
in print quality. We converted it to XML, which our system deals with very well. And we had to make sure that everything was lined up in the two languages for these four products that they were putting together the training material for in 8 weeks. So we had to go from nothing to completed product. We were doing lots of 24-hour shifts.
That was the part at the marathon at the start when you get caught up?
Exactly. Exactly.
You probably ran into the part where you didn't know what was going on, and the unknown part where you came into some challenges?
Well, there were the challenges, and but we worked our way through the challenges. We got through to the euphoria at the end.
At the end.
The after run.
Excellent. Good for you. Good for you. So you've been able to tie knowledge management into e-learning. Now, I understand as well you've got an event coming. Maybe you could just tell the listeners about the event and what it's about and where it's being held?
Sure. Over the last year, we have put a lot of research into development of some learning courses. And knowledge being our focus, we wanted to understand how do people learn, how do adults learn. The goal was to create a train-the-trainer type program, and our discovery was that the adult learning that we researched and developed upon created some very strong communications and motivations courses. So we have created a suite that we call the Empowerment Training Suite. We are releasing it this Friday. We're having a seminar at the Lord Elgin Hotel at 8:30.
And do they have to register? Do people have to register?
Yep. We'd like people to register by calling Cognalore at 819-561-7776. You can find out more about Cognalore and the services and products that we offer at www.cognalore.com. And certainly we'd like to get as many people out to the seminar as possible.
Great.
We will be serving a continental breakfast. You got to get
so
that,
we've got a bribe. We've got
so
a bribe.
There.
There we go. Great.
I would be remiss if I didn't say hi to Spencer, Allison, and Nancy.
Fair enough.
It will be a cold house if I don't.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Andre. I appreciate you coming on the show, and best of luck with your seminar and the e-learning products and the knowledge products.
Thank you very much.
If you just joined us, we were speaking with the president of Cognalore. It's Andre Dubé. And again, it's www.cognalore.com. And the Small Business Hero Show, that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Again, if you are looking for more information on some of the interviews that we've done, past interviews, the guest emails, there's a couple of places that you can go to find out about them. One is smallbusinessheroes.com. The other place that I want you to start checking out is my website. It's jamesmaduke.com. So it's www. James Maduke. And my last name is spelled M-A-D-U-K. So it's jamesmaduk.com. Now I'm going to be putting some of the Small Business Heroes audio up on that website as well. We've got some other neat stuff. I've got a weekly webcast, an internet-only radio station that's there so that you can listen to sales and marketing information 24/7 live on the internet. You can also certainly go and register for my newsletter. And on the newsletter, there's actually a 30-minute video available now, a special for people who are interested in finding out about internet marketing, about sales and motivation. Please visit jamesmaduke.com. There's lots of great information there for you. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I want to thank our sponsors again, CompuSmart, TELUS, Business Development, Bank of Canada, and SRGG Solutions. Stay tuned next week. We'll have another wonderful show with three great guests talking about the back office, sales and marketing, and technology. You've been listening to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. This is James Maduke. We'll see you next week.
Canada, the true north, strong, free, and wild. Well, a different kind of wild. The Canadian Museum of Nature is turning into Canada's wildest garden shed. Learn all about our other wildlife when you visit Green Legacy, a new exhibition on the beauty, diversity, and even vulnerability of Canada's native plants. So jump into your overalls, get your work gloves on. Green Legacy.